forgiveness leaves a sour taste in your mouth. You physically left the relationship months or even years ago, but your mind is still there, replaying everything that happened to you and wishing your ex-partner's life would end up in the trash heap the way yours had. Healing is a process. It takes time to recover from the wounds that have been inflicted upon your soul. Narcissists rob you of your joy, peace, sanity, and every bit of goodness you possess. In this book, you will learn about narcissistic personality disorder, the different categories of narcissists, and their character traits, the stages of narcissistic abuse, why you attract narcissists, and how to get out of a relationship with one, how to heal from narcissistic abuse and never get into a relationship with a narcissist again. During this healing process, you will learn a lot about yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, but ultimately you'll become a wiser, better, and grateful person for the experience. When you invest time in overcoming the emotional trauma you've suffered, you will eventually be able to tell the same story I'm telling. A tale of tenacity and resilience, knowing that you not only escaped from the clutches of a narcissist, you grew wings and learned how to soar. Enemy. What is narcissistic personality disorder? Red flags. Ignoring them may be detrimental to your health and your sanity. Anne McCree. Narcissism is a spectrum disorder, which means there are levels to the condition. Some experts argue that we all have a bit of narcissism in us, and when you evaluate the traits, you can see why. However, people with narcissistic personality disorder, or NPD, actually suffer from a psychological illness. According to the American Psychiatric Association, APA, narcissistic personality disorder is defined as an excessive desire for admiration, delusions of grandiose, and a lack of empathy. The APA criteria state that psychologists should diagnose a person with NPD if they display five or more of the following characteristics: grandiose and superior behaviour, has fantasies about beauty, brilliance, power, success, or ideal love, believes that they are so special that they should only associate with high-status people, expects constant admiration and praise, an attitude of entitlement, an explosive temper, lacks emotional empathy, always jealous of others, believes others are always jealous of him or her, haughty and arrogant. Let's go into a bit more depth about these character traits. Grandiose and superior. Deep down, narcissists are terribly insecure and covered up by convincing themselves and others that they are superior beings and deserve to be treated as such. They look down on people and devalue anyone they feel will threaten their position. Excessive fantasies. Narcissists are perfectionists. They live out their extreme ideals in their imagination. They believe they are the most beautiful, powerful, and successful people in the world. Narcissists also have very unrealistic ideals about romantic love. Believe they are special. Narcissists don't like being put in the category of ordinary. As far as they are concerned, they are superior beings who should only associate with other superior beings. Expect admiration. Their deep need for external validation drives narcissists to seek excessive admiration and praise from outside sources. I will discuss narcissistic supply in a later section. Nevertheless, it revolves around them using others to feed their insecurities with worship. You can't be connected to a narcissist if you don't bow down to their needs. Anyone who does not lavish them with compliments is discarded. An attitude of entitlement. You can't say no to a narcissist. They truly believe their friends and family members are to be at their beck and call at all times. When out in public, they expect to be treated like royalty. A narcissist should be given the best table at restaurants, the best seat at a concert, and the best deals when they go shopping. If not, the narcissist will cause a scene, lash out, or sulk because they genuinely believe that they have been hard done by. My ex-partner and I travelled a lot. Wherever we went, Stephen always insisted on booking 5-star hotels. And when we got there, he